This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. A lot of good stuff happening tonight. Right after the first break, one of my favorites, David Fish, will give us insights to this roller coaster ride known as the stock market. What's going on with your money? And should you run? Do you need to be afraid? What do you need to do? Seriously. Actually, that was a lie. That's the next hour. You don't want the next guy giving you money advice on money. Right?
Well, yeah.
No, right? All right, we won't go there. I'm going to be nice to him tonight. Anyhow, our mad black conservative man joins us after the break, Corey Duncan, and he's got a lot to say. Chicago had a massive amount of murders just in a 24-hour period. And I was looking to see if Mr. Hogg made a reservation to go out to Chicago to fight for their rights, too. Apparently not. So it's not really real. All right, Hillary Clinton. I got to hit this. Hillary Clinton says that former BFF of Harvey Weinstein, you know, think about something. Was it her? I mean, he only had an inner circle of about a dozen people. The Clintons were part of that whole thing. And you can't tell me, being that close to him, you didn't know something was up. Well, Hillary Clinton's now trying to take credit for the Me Too movement. Okay, I'll wait for you to wake up, because I know a bunch of you just passed out. I mean, think about it. The woman that victim-shamed, right? All the women that her husband abused, sexually abused, assaulted, or raped, money they had to pay to keep them quiet. You know, I'm actually starting to feel sorry for her. Maybe she has a serious mental issue. I don't know. Maybe she's unwilling, or maybe there's something deep inside that she can't. First off, she can't accept her role in her own defeat. Her role in covering up for her husband. I mean, we can go on and on with this. Now she's gone. You know, I mean, she's gone on a warpath, blaming everyone and everything around her except for her. For the problems she's having. Now she's attempting to switch up her post-defeat tactic of pointing fingers, you know, at everybody else but herself. And she thinks that she's the one that started, she's the one that fueled, she's the one that poked to get the Me Too movement moving. Maybe she tried to talk Harvey into coming clean, right? What do you think? Maybe that was it. Right? As you're all aware, the Me Too movement arose when it discovered that Hollywood producers, actors, crew, nobody discovered. You mean when somebody finally decided to come forward? People knew about it for years. Right? These people were doing horrid things, terrible things to women in the industry, and some were doing it to children, young children. We seem to be okay with that. Horrid, right? And these people were committing rape, sexual harassment, all kinds of things. The outrage was just such that Hollywood went through a witch hunt phase wherein everybody, every male with any kind of power was subjected to this. Now, Harvey Weinstein was obviously at the top of the list, right? According to Clinton, who was speaking at a Manhattan women's club on Tuesday, her losing the 2016 election helped to speed up the Me Too movement. Even though the person working there, who was actually abusing verbally sexually abusing a woman, she allowed to stay even when she knew he was doing it. So she really doesn't care about you women. If she did, she would have fired that guy when she first heard about it or moved him somewhere in the basement. I believe it was a wave, she said, that was building and building and building and building. This was after she was asked if the Me Too movement would have happened if she had won. What that has to do with anything, I don't know. But she says, I think my losing probably accelerated that wave. No, actually, if she had won, it probably would have, there would have been no Me Too movement. They would have been running away from, they would have been too busy running away from Billy Bob. Because remember, he would have been the first lady or the first man lady or something like that. Now, who wouldn't want to sleep with the first man lady or something? Don't do it. Clinton is notoriously friends with the Weinstein, with Mr. Weinstein, the Weinstein, who did quite a bit to support her in the past. I mean, he's given her money throughout all her elections. Right? I mean, Bill Clinton's, I guess he had a little, I won't say affair. What do you want to call these? Oh, he had a little assault session with one of Bill Clinton's speechwriters, Linda Bloodsworth Thompson. Right? I mean, look. How sick do you have to be to believe that you, if you're Mrs. Clinton, you covered up her husband's acts, sexual acts, sexual misdeeds on women. I'm talking about rape and assault. You shamed those women. And then you had a man in your employ that was sexually harassing women, one in particular, but I'm sure others. And then you want to take an end. When you find out about it, you keep him. You don't move him along. And then you want to take credit for the Me Too movement. And out of all of this, what I always say, the joke here is, how many hits off a crack pipe do you have to take to have this make sense? Think about that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Our pal, our buddy, our mad black conservative, Corey Duncan, joins us after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, really, I appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And not giving you a number. I don't want you that much part of the conversation. If you want to be part of the conversation, head up to the website where we have a live chat room. We have, give me your email address, because I send you an email every week. I let you know who's going to be in the show, what we're going to be talking about, blah, blah, blah. You know, same old stuff I talk about every night. And, all right, so look, let's just get them on. And I don't want to say get this over with, because I know he's waiting to pound on me about something, I am sure. Right? I mean, I can already, he's already cracking up because he knows. I know. Well, I know what I'm going to get from him anyhow. Can I hear him? Can we hear them? Say hi.
Hello.
Oh, okay, we can hear you. Yeah, no, you have to you have, Corey, you got to put your lip and your mouth together and speak. Hello. How are you? Anna, we're going to call this the Anna and Corey Hour. How's that? And notice I put her name first. So I know how to do that, don't I? Yeah. All right, guys, so how you doing?
We're doing great. Always a pleasure to appear, especially to appear with it's to be an awesome show because you have the conservative power couple, and you know why we're the conservative power couple, right?
Yeah, yeah. What am I, chopped liver?
Here's the thing. Your days of being a comedian are getting real.
Oh, they've been done for a long time. Where have you been?
It's going to get real slim because you know what? Soon, I'll be writing the checks. So
yeah. Anytime you're ready, man, I'm willing to hand it over. I'll give you the pen as long as you got the paper and the account. Works out well for me. God. All right, so before we get into what I want to get into, what are you guys up to? What's on your mind today? What did you spend 2 hours doing a live feed on today?
Oh, man. Well, you just waste your time running off, right? I'm making a notation of all of this.
Oh.
I'm playing video because I'm gonna let you remember this when we switch over to SiriusXM. I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna play all of this back.
Oh, ouch! All right. So let me see. What do we got? We found out this week that President Trump was not the subject of a criminal investigation by Mueller, but you and I have known this for almost 2 years now, right?
Well, see, the thing of it is, like I told you, you know, it's a waste of time, wasted part of taxpayers' money. It's almost like trying to prosecute, you know, like Baltimore City trying to prosecute 6 police officers when they know that they would, you know, my whole thing of it is, and then she took, then you know, it's almost like prosecuting a man 3 times for something that you know you couldn't get a conviction on, and he still walks and just wasting taxpayers' money. You know, President Trump. You know, I don't understand why they always get these congressional investigations and get these liberals that are on a witch hunt for because of political differences or because you're a Democrat and this person a Republican, and then you try to come after the president about something that's fictitious or whatever like that. It's just a waste of taxpayers' money, and a lot of it is like grandstanding to get their next job, because that's the way I feel to look at it, is the fact that, you know, you went through all this, just like Marilyn Mosby in Baltimore City, and you do this to do for what? You're wasting taxpayers' money when you could be chasing real criminals and going after real people that's taking and just turning this government upside downwards.
My understanding is that Baltimore is actually in an active race or competition with Chicago to see who can kill more people in 1 year. And what is it with the Baltimore chief of police? I mean, do they really even care about their people there?
Commissioner Souza is he's an X's and O's type of commissioner, from what I hear. He's an X's and O's, and when I say X and O type of commissioner, he's the one that brings in with the graphs and the charts, but he's not a hands-on type commissioner. And he's pretty much the liberal lapdog, and that's why Captain Pugh selected him, was because that's what he is. Captain Pugh, I really thought Stephanie Rawlins' fate, well, Blake, was a bad mayor, but Captain Pugh is she's horrible. She has a public school system that's passing people with a 40, and then have a nerve. And then when one of the Fox stations does a documentary on it, and they try to get the principal sends out a tweet to all the head of the school board sends out a text to everyone that if you're asked about anything, change your grades from 40 to 60. And what it was, the whistleblower got a hold of this text message, and sent it to the news station. I mean, it was awesome. It was very funny. But then if you think this happens, why don't you take and fire the people? That's why I say I kind of shun away. You know, I kind of feel bad for not jumping in that race and going back and being a resident of Baltimore City. So I could jump in there. You know, someone actually said something to me today about it. They were like, why don't you go? And you would be awesome, because it would be nothing they could do with you. They asked me, well, what would you do on your first day? I said, I'd fire all that behind and get them all out of there. And I said, my police commissioner would be who?
Joe Arpaio.
That's right. It would be nothing funnier than to see him riding through the projects with them big lights on the top of his truck and a whole bunch of shackles to lock all of them up, because that's what we need. We need people that's not of this nature, not of that monster that they had built in places like Detroit, Chicago, and Baltimore, where you had things going on, but you would rather pay for buses to take children that's hooking school to a rally or whatever to try to teach them liberalism instead of taking the money and doing something proper, which you're supposed to be doing with it.
You know, I here's what I love the most, okay, is we keep hearing how Republicans and the white guy, we don't care about the black community, we don't care about the African-American community, yet in Chicago you're being massacred. You're being massacred in Baltimore and a couple of other places. Where's Sharpton and Jackson? You know, they got stuck in Sacramento because, you know, there was money to be made there a few days ago. And, you know, again, another shooting where, please, it's not because the kid was black or white. I don't care if he was green. He could have been the Grouch's son for all I care. Oh, the Grinch's son for all I care. But when the police tell you, you've been running through backyards, you've been running through the streets when they're looking for someone, you got a cell phone in your hand, when the police tell you to stop, here's a clue. Stop. It's simple.
I went back home in New York.
All right. No. You can't say nothing, because we got to go to commercials, because I don't have the money some people have. I can't underwrite my own show. I'm Joe Machine, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertising. advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Oh, that's the song right there. Right? I want to be like you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and forget all of that. Just let's get back to the conversation. Anna Magger and Corey Duncan join us, as they do every week, to try to straighten me out. I don't think either one of them has enough energy to do that. Huh?
No. It's like a plague.
All right. I'm sorry. I can't hear anymore. We're going to move on. So, just before we went to break, we were talking about, I mean, really seriously, what's sad about this is you have the Al Sharptons of the world, you have the Jesse Jacksons, maybe him not so much anymore, Sheila Jackson Lee, you know, what's that one that looks like a Cocker Spaniel? Wasserman Schultz.
Wasserman Schultz. I mean.
And you got a Sheila Jackson Lee, who said that the Constitution has lasted over 400 years in this country.
Yeah.
I mean, and you guys keep putting her back in office. God bless. Anyway, where are they with all the people in the black community being shot in Chicago, shot in Baltimore? It only matters if you live in certain cities?
Well, let's ask the question, what's going on with why someone like, where's Elijah Cummings at now? where are all of the black leaders? See, they only come out, and we already know about Sharpton. Sharpton's an avalanche chaser. You know, that's just like I sat and listened to all of this stuff about Martin Luther King yesterday. And, yeah, it was sad about the assassination, but, you know, kind of do your research. Where was Jesse Jackson at when it happened?
Yep.
Well, why did Jesse Jackson tell Martin Luther King come back outside or whatever and yell to him upstairs and tell him come back outside? You know, my thing is, you know where I'm getting ready to go at, Joe, and I'm just telling the truth about it. Do your research about some of these people. And just like me and Anna talked about on our show earlier, Corey, Anna, and friends, and the thing of it is that the fact of, you know, a lot of these people used to work for a certain agency, and, you know, it's funny how, you know, they can do all of this stuff and they still remain out in public or whatever. You know, we have to, you know, we come to a time in this country where we need to stop being gullible about what's going, what's really going on. And, you know, even with the situation with how these cities, these Beirut style cities with these supposed to be black leaders of the neighborhood, but yet on one hand, and you're there when somebody carries a big lead pipe around and they walking up to people's stick and then I'm like, it's a gun. And then the police see them and it's like, okay, well, he shot my daddy. I'm not making fun of him seven times, but your daddy was turning around. Hey, look, they're police officers. If you're walking around with a pipe, regardless of your mental condition, and you pull it out, do you think the police officer is going to stand there? You know, it's a use it or lose them type situation. So, you know, my thing is, people, looks like you were saying, if you're running from the police, why not just stop? If you had nothing to hide and it was nothing that you was doing, and it's a tragedy, because it's a tragedy, because I know it's not a human being out here, even a soldier, that want to kill someone, either innocent or not innocent.
Yep.
You don't want that on your conscience, and you're not going to tell me all of these police that's doing this is just that they're on a witch hunt. I mean,
Now Sheila Jackson Lee says that they are actually out hunting down young black men. That's what she says about the police.
Yo, let me tell you. Yo, see, this apple got more IQ than what Sheila Jackson Lee has, so we're not even going to discuss that. There you go. I had to go to the fruit.
Well, you know, California's trying to pass a bill now because too many young black men get shot by the police. They're trying to pass a bill that says that the police cannot use deadly force unless they believe they're going to be killed.
Did we just hear him say that?
they're trying to make a law. Now, you know, department policy is you can't, you know, use too much force. I mean, you know, somebody's got a twig in their hand, you can't shoot them with a semi-automatic rifle. We got that. But somehow they think they're doing something magical by passing a law that says you can't shoot to kill unless you're in fear of your life. How many cops shoot just to shoot?
That is ridiculous. That's actually the law. Everyone that carries a gun with or without a permit knows that you'll never use a gun unless your life is being threatened. You don't use a gun to threaten anyone, you use a gun to kill someone that's going to kill you first. I mean, that is ridiculous. I tell you, I'm not sure what you guys are doing up in California. This whole state is just in disarray. How could you tell a cop that you can't shoot someone when it's unbelievable?
Remember that recreational marijuana is legal here. That's all you have to know.
Oh, wow. You know, but I go further than this, though. Joe?
Yeah?
I go further than this. You know, what are the citizens doing about it?
Yeah, well, listen, they're doing nothing about it because they keep putting the same loons back up there in Sacramento, and it doesn't matter what you say to them, what you tell them. The Democrats have got them so afraid that if the Republicans get any power, they're going to take something away from them. But I don't know what we're going to take away from them. The Dems are in power. They're the ones taking everything away. Look, Corey, we have a gas tax, right? They've raised our gas taxes like crazy, and now they want to do, you ready for this? They want to do a mileage tax. So they're going to tax the gas you buy, and then as you drive away from the pump, they're going to tax you again.
Right, but that's just like a tax-happy state like Maryland. They do the same thing, and they basically almost, I mean, they don't have the same tax rate as like New York or New Jersey or anything like that, but the problem of it is that they have it in Maryland, and Maryland is one of the richest states in the Union, next to the Commonwealth of Virginia, pretty much. And they can tax as much as they want to tax, and they do what they do because they know the people are sheep. The people are conditioned. They're conditioned not to ask questions. They're conditioned not to say anything about anything. And then if you oppose it, if you're black, that means that you are Uncle Tom, and if you're white and you oppose it, that means you're against your racist against minorities. So they pretty much try to brainwash you to have you thinking this. And me and you sit and we talk about this all the time, every week, and it's just the same old thing. I mean, you're not going to change a lot of. That's why I said you have to go after the millennials and the ones before the millennials, is because the ones that's in our generation are pretty much either fixed on who they're going to be and that's what they believe in. because a lot of them are not open-minded. And so, you know, my thing with this, if you continue to do this over a 10-year period, there's a mental destabilization with the person. They're just mentally, and they're not able to figure out and to comprehend exactly what's going on between before them, because what the people are doing that's teaching them this is trendy, is flashy, and you know, that's why I say it. A lot of it is because of educating the young voter or whatever. That's why I got my Reach One, Teach One plan down in back here in Texas, is because the fact that we need to start teaching and educating our youth about God, patriotism, and the family, and to hear this from just everyday normal people, yeah. Not someone coming with a suit and tie on and gets off a Learjet or whatever like this or whatever. You need to hear from someone that's actually lived it, right, instead of just seeing it. You know?
No, well put. I mean seriously, they need to hear from the the average Joe, the guy that's right, living his life every day, the guy's just going to work, trying to make ends meet, and just trying to do the right thing. And we don't hear enough from that. As a matter of fact, frankly, from what I've seen, there's not a lot of people reaching out to the young black community, guys like yourself, guys that do have two brain cells to rub together, to reach out and let them know, you know what, don't let the Dems tell you that you need us. Don't let the Dems tell you that because of your color, you can't get ahead, you can't do well. You need more successful, and when I say successful, I'm not talking about overly wealthy, you know that, successful guys reaching out to the young black community going, don't buy the BS of that other party, right?
Well, that's why I love the fact that my daughter is going to be coming back to speak, because she's 16, so already a professional. And the thing of it is the fact that I want her to come back as well as my other two sons and my older son to come back and tell, they did this through sports, but they first got this together, mm-hmm, about your education. And a lot of people that are in the black neighborhood, a lot of these, I'm not going to say all of them, I'm going to say at least 91% of them believe that, you know, okay, I'm in a sense of entitlement. And that was because of people like Barack Obama and the rest of these supposed to be black liberal leaders. I saw something at the Martin Luther King event the other day, and I saw it on C-SPAN yesterday. I think it was yesterday. And this black preacher was just up. We got a narcissist in the White House.
You got to hold that. You got to hold that, because okay, we do have to go to commercials here. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Dan and Corey will stay with us. They'll be with us on the other side of the break. We'll listen to The Real Side, and we'll be right back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. at Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there on the website, and I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Okay, they're already telling jokes about me, I can tell. So, Anna Maga and Corey Duncan join us as they do from week to week and discuss issues of the day and to make fun of me when I have their mic on mute. All kinds of wonderful stuff. Hey, guys, how you doing? See, I told you. I can tell the way you were looking at each other going, how did he know?
Always a pleasure to appear on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, you old. You old. You remember the guy with the plates and the dancing bears? Yeah, you remember all that, right? There you go.
My day is coming very soon.
Oh, so you were talking about something you went to, because yesterday was the 50th, and I did a piece on it, the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King's assassination, and it's really funny. I got to tell you, there was a whole bunch of people out there talking about what he accomplished and what he had done and what have you. And there was a couple of people that sent me, you know, these private messages going, you know, how can you, a white man, in essence, know what he really did, you know, back then? Know what he really did? Because I made a comment that Martin Luther King didn't, he wasn't looking for equality just for the black community. He wanted equality for all peoples. Peoples of all colors, all sizes, fat, short, thin, tall, whatever. And man, one way to tee off some people, let me tell you what. Right?
Yep.
Are you gone? There you
no,
are.
No, no, go ahead.
Well, you said you had gone to an event yesterday and something teed you off.
No. I had watched it. It was on. That's how bored I was. I was just flipping channels, and I saw it on C-SPAN, and there was this black preacher or pastor that was on that. And you talking about hate spirit? He everything that he, you know, he was just this and that, and then he, I knew it was coming. What they usually do, they talk it up, and then he spin it towards the president, and he spin it towards the president and said, "Well, we got this narcissist that's in the White House." And I mean, for the love of God, almost had a neck injury because I fell on a chair and I just cannot. Narcissist? You know, we're going to have a part on the Corey Allen Friends show where we're going to have a part where we have definitions for words and we're going to have the people's faces next to it. Actually, we're going to, that's why I say, you don't mind if we talk about the big news that, the day is that my awesome legal attorney fixed, and we're almost 80% done on a conservative grassroots network that's going to be, we're going to be getting it up in December. That's going to be called the Mega Network. We have a lot of people that are really excited about it. Joe, I've reached out to you and, you know, Lucretia Hughes and a lot of other grassroots conservatives about being on the show, especially you. I know we had to talk to you about contract and money. But that's a story for another day. No.
Anna told me I couldn't be on unless I was nicer to you. I mean, what is this? Really?
That's right.
You know what? You're a poor comedian. I just wanted to let you know on camera. But
that's not what I get paid for, but go ahead.
Exactly. But anyway, getting back to it. And, you know, I love Mark Levin. I love CRTV. But this is going to be built towards a grassroots conservative. And it's going to be very interesting. Everyone's going to have their own little, part of it. And it's about time that this happens so the person with the small voice can be heard in this movement, because that's exactly what it is. And I'll reach out to you. I hope that you can possibly be a part of it on a regular basis. But it's just crazy because you have a situation of people that's taken, and I hear all this hate and everything towards the president or whatever like that, and they come from a black pastor, and this just goes back to like what about Barack Obama, the same thing, and he set up Reverend Rice Church, and you know they spew all this hate, and that's what you hear. You go sit in some of these black churches, and he goes from religion to politics. And I'm like, why are you preaching politics in the pulpit when you still be teaching about religion? But that's like you're talking on both corners of your mouth or whatever like that. And then they had the audacity to say, conservatives like me and Lucretia Hughes and a lot of other black prominent conservative podcasters, we say something, we're sucking up to people like you, Joe, and sucking up to this person, or whatever like that. No, the thing with it is that we love God, country, and our families, and that's what this is all about. This has nothing to do with this or about that. And the thing with it is that you gotta embrace what we have in this country and continue to support President Trump and all of us that are true grassroots conservatives. Because guess what? It's a war. And I don't know if you or Tammy have been checking it in our feed, but these two faces and your face and Lucretia's face is the four people that God has put together to continue this conservative army and to continue this movement. And one thing led to another. Sirius XM satellite, Podbean, we're going to start in June. And we just got a lot of things going on right now. And it's just like it's happening like this. And it's like, come on, you guys need to get on the train.
But you're right. You're one of the few guys that sees it, which is, you know, you've got, I don't want to say the little guy, because that's not, you know what I mean. It's not what I mean. I mean, right. You know, kudos to Mark Levine and those guys that have been at it for a long time, you know, but I'm tired of seeing the Newt Gingriches. I'm tired of seeing these guys that you see on every station, everywhere, every how. I want to know, look, when I reached out to you, I still have, I think, a national show, and when I reached out to you, I could have talked to a half a dozen people out of D.C., but you're there. You're on the street. You're living the life. You're part of it. Why wouldn't I want to hear from you? I already know what Newt Gingrich thinks. I already know you know what those guys think.
Well, no offense intended, Joe. That's why a lot of people, we had some supporters that asked earlier. They asked, well, you know, who's sponsoring? And I said, well, us, the Grassroots Conservative Association group, myself. And we got a lot of, about three or four of us solid financial partners. Why are you worried about who's supporting? Coca-Cola's not going to be telling. That's why I had a vision. I had a vision a couple of years ago where, so I saw the censoring coming. So I said, you know, by chance, I've been well off to do, to take and go and jump out there and do this. And you know, pretty much, Joe, you're the person that started all this, because guess what? That little conversation that we had just before Christmas where you challenged me and told me, said, I need to step up. Well, guess what? I not only have stepped up, but I think I've opened up Pandora's box, because you got so many other conservatives who are now, and you know, no offense intended, and I know that, no, I'm going to get some emails. This man right here gave me my chance, and I will never forget you and Tammy, because if not for you guys, and I get a little choked up about it sometimes, but you gave me my chance.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you a little hint. The first night you were on, Tammy said, who was that guy? Really?
Well,
are we still live? I thought we were a commercial. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
No, it used to be like that when I spoke for the tea party. They would sit there and they would just all look at each other like,
oh,
he's talking about Barack and he's black.
I know, it's crazy.
That's what it is.
When we named the show The Real Side, one of the things we talked about doing was we weren't going to hide anything. We weren't going to sugarcoat stuff or play with stuff. Whatever came to my brain is what was going to come out on the microphone. And as long as you were being honest about it and you were being respectful, because I don't believe in beating on people just to beat on them, you know. I used to say about Obama, there's 3,000 stations beating on Obama. I'm not going to be another one. I may beat on something he's doing or the bigger picture, but I'm not going to sit there and put the man down 24/7. That gets boring after a while, and it doesn't do any good,
right?
You know, but again, you know, you come back to what's going on in the inner cities, and I'm seeing as the years have gone on, as the months have gone on, I'm in the next hour, I'm going to do some stories about the education here in California and what they're doing to our kids. It's amazing. But the black community, the Hispanic community, has consistently taken a beating in the inner city, and I think it's purpose. I think the purpose behind this, if you can keep people ignorant, and then you come in as the Democrats, as the socialists, as the progressives, and you go, hey, you know what? We can help you. The Republicans wouldn't give us enough money to teach you, so now you need our money for welfare. You need our money to feed your kids. You need our money, and they make you dependent. Right.
Well. What I'll say is this: is Joe. You know me. You had a conversation. I'll make it real quick because I know we run out of time. The fact that those guys, you know, I remember when a lot of them was on radio and they were just regular people. And then you know, my thing with this, with this movement, whoever I pass on the way up, you pass on the way down. You can't forget people and forget. You know, and I know for a fact that Mega TV and my attorney is reaching out, also to Laura Ingram, because I think she might be just a little bit tired of being on Fox. So guess what? I think the Mega Network might wind up getting Laura, because we're sticking behind Laura, and they can do whatever they want to do with us and Mr. My Pillow Man. We're on track, and we're going to stay behind her. We're going to stay behind you. We're going to stay behind Lucretia Hughes. We're going to stay behind everyone. Also, Lucretia Hughes Riley. Next Monday, April 16th, show up at 3 in Atlanta, Georgia.
You're going to get cut off, but tell people really fast where they find you. Fast.
Corey Press Duncan on Twitter, and also Corey Black Conservative on Facebook. Kudos to everyone. Have a good evening from the Beast from the East, Corey Duncan.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Next hour, David Fitton joins us. We're going to talk about your money, how to keep it in your pocket. We'll be back in a few minutes.